Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This is your Times News Briefing on the morning of the 6th of May. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has accused Hamas of blocking a Gaza ceasefire deal with what he said were extreme demands as negotiations unraveled on Sunday. Mr. Netanyahu said Hamas wanted Israel to remove its forces from Gaza, end the war, and leave Hamas in power, which he said Israel could not accept. Jamil Jafar is founder and director of the National Security Institute at George Mason University in Virginia. He explained the disagreements in the negotiations.
Israel's offered a three-step process, a 40-day truce for 33 hostages to be released, a number of over 100 Palestinian hostages or prisoners, a swap like that for a 40-day truce. Hamas is insisting, on the other hand, on a permanent end to the fighting and a complete Israeli withdrawal from Gaza in the immediate future. And so that appears to be the major sticking point right now.
The Israeli defense minister backed the prime minister and warned of further military action in Rafah, which its allies have repeatedly warned against. The prime minister says that Britain is heading for a hung parliament after conservative losses in last week's local elections. Speaking to The Times, Rishi Sunak urged Tory MPs to end their divisions and come together to take on Labour. In his first comments since the full extent of the election losses became clear, he admitted that the result had been bitterly disappointing. The party lost nearly 500 council seats in the West Midlands mayoralty. James Cowling, the managing editor of Next Gen Tories, tried to find reasons to be optimistic.
My reflection is actually, if you look at the mayors who did reasonably well, Ben Houchen winning and Andy Street losing by just a whisker, I think there is a story there about what is working better in the Conservative Party, and that is those mayors who have been happy to build and redevelop their areas, who have then done better than the wider trend of the Conservative Party.
The families of three tourists whose bodies were found in the northwest of Mexico have identified them. The authorities said the men appear to have bullet wounds to the head. Two Australians and their American friend went missing on the 27th of April after crossing from the US to go surfing in Mexico. Bars, restaurants and offices will be barred from creating new premises with gender-neutral lavatories under changes to the law to take effect later this year. Ministers said the legislation would increase the safety, privacy and dignity of women. Non-domestic premises that can't provide separate male and female lavatories will have to install so-called universal facilities. These are toilets which include a lavatory, wash basin and hand dryer behind a lockable door. A quarter of people aged 18 to 34 confessed in a survey that they had never answered their phone. When asked what they did when their phone rang, they said they simply ignored it. Some said they Googled the number or texted their friends and family back rather than calling them. And Bernard Hill, the actor known for his TV and film roles, has died at the age of 79. He first came to popularity as Bosser in gritty 80s drama Boys from the Black Stuff, where he played an unemployed tarmac lawyer. Hill went on to find added fame as the Captain Edward Smith in Titanic and Theoden King of Rohan in Lord of the Rings. TV critic Siobhan Sinnott met and interviewed him.
He did absolutely love being the king in Lord of the Rings. They treated him extremely well for a start. He apparently loved horses. He didn't get to buy horses by the pound like Viggo Mortensen tends to do when he does films, but he had a very strong soft spot for animals, and he even got a tattoo like the rest of the Lord of the Rings people. Although he, instead of getting an elven figure, says that he got a tattoo in the shape of the king's heraldry.
And that's a Times News Briefing for the morning of the 6th of May.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at byheart.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.